Welcome to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike is here every Sunday morning at 9 with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike. And now, the man whose first words were location, location, location. Here's Mike Kelly.
Good morning, Mike Kelly. It's the Real Estate Hour. I'm trying to get my little stool here to get close to the microphone. And it wasn't working. Anyway, so good morning. Thank you very much. Good morning. Starting off the year with a mute. I'm in kind of pain today. I have a knee and a hip thing going on here. So I'm just like, didn't sleep at all last night. So that used to be a song. I didn't sleep at all last night. Anyway, long time ago. So I'm just trying to get my head together here, guys. But we will get through this hour, as we usually always do. If you wish to make it easy for me, you can call me. Because right now I'm having a hard time getting through all this material. Anyway, so the call in numbers are here on the station, 636-1350. That's for KSRO. And you can give us a call if you have any questions regarding real estate, lending, all that kind of good stuff. It was good to have Mike Symes on the show last week. Here we are in the second week of the shutdown?
Yep.
Second week, right?
Yeah,
so
we're
going on the third week.
That's where we're at.
Yeah. And they're all leaving, I think, this week for either Trump and his staff are leaving for some retreat, and the Democrats aren't due back till Thursday. So I'd hate to be one of the 800,000 people who are just I understand if they don't get paid this week, their next paycheck isn't until like January 25th. That's going to be tough. Well, you have your income pulled out of your, and a lot of these people, unfortunately, live month to month, so they're counting on that paycheck. So hopefully they'll get their act together and get this, just move on and worry about the wall later on, try to get a closure on it, because what's going to start happening, guys, in real estate is that it's going to start affecting, I think, longer term, maybe Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, as far as them, purchasing loans that have been funded during the time of the shutdown. And if that happens, then, we ain't going to get any loans done in Sonoma County, because almost everybody sells off to Fannie and Freddie. We're probably going to have another lender on next week and get their take on what's going on. We had the take last week, which wasn't too bad. There were, the big one, though, is Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The smaller one is FHA and VA. And when you look at the amount of loans we do for VA, FHA every month, it's really not that significant. It's very significant if you happen to be, an FHA or a VA buyer right now, because you're not going to be, especially VA, you're going to have a hard time getting your loan processed. FHA, it's okay for now, but we don't really know if this thing keeps going on and on and on. I don't know, Trump's talking about, we'll do it for a year. That's good for you to say, Mr. Trump. You live in the White House and you're, allegedly a billionaire. Though I'll believe that when I see your tax returns. But that's the comment of Mike Kelly, not that of the station or that of Joe Pasquini here. It's just me. It'll be very interesting how it shakes out. In another regard, we're talking to a whole bunch of people lately who are still making up their minds as to what they want to do with their lots. I had a nice call last week from a listener, and here we are, a year since the, over a year since the fires, and she's, they're still kind of like thinking, okay, well, should we do this or should we do that? And should I go or should I stay? We need to get that music on our library over there, because that's what a lot of people are doing nowadays. They're just thinking, okay, look, if I stay, I'm going to have to take my insurance money and build a house, and you know, the idea is, okay, what am I going to build? How much is it going to cost me? A lot of these people have no idea what it's going to cost. They're still fooling with their septic systems if they're up in the, say, the northeast area. Even in Larkfield, in Mark West area, you know, that whole area up there, they're still trying to figure out what's it going to cost, per square foot. We've heard costs from anywhere from $345 to $500 a foot and higher, And so right now we're just kind of trying to figure out what in the wide, wide world of sports is going on around here. And, hey, Joe, I don't have a clock on my over here.
Uh-oh. Okay.
So I have no idea what time it is.
It is now 9:12.
9:12. Okay, thank you.
On a rainy Sunday morning.
On a rainy Sunday. Oh, this is going to be a theme now. It was a dark and stormy night, or a dark and stormy morning. Yeah, it's going to rain today. So unfortunately, I have an open house, and I'm going to tell you about that in a second. But going back to this, we're going to talk about cost versus value, and there's a really interesting website you can go to, which exactly is that, www.costversusvalue, costvsvalue.com. And it's the cool thing about this site is it actually uses real construction costs that were performed within the area you're searching. I just searched Santa Rosa last night, and you can go to the website and search what state you want to do, what particularly kind of thing you want to do. My wife and I are thinking about doing a major addition to our house for a master bedroom and a bath. And, the downside, the low cost of that was $140,000. That's just for a bedroom addition. Just $140,000. And that's for the middle grade one. So if you want to go bananas, it'll be a quarter of $1 million. That's just for a bedroom. So, foundations and all that kind of good stuff. And God knows what it'll be today. These valuations are done within the last month. So anyway, so there's a lot of people out there that are looking and trying to figure out, okay, what am I going to pay, for the addition? And now the immediacy is going to start hitting home, because when the contractor tells them it's going to take me a year to build your house, then you're looking up against that October deadline of the insurance, which is paying for your rental. Now you're going, oops, that's going to eat into your budget for your rebuild. And so I imagine there's going to be all sorts of renegotiating on leases happening in, near October. You have to give a 30-day notice as to when your lease expires. And at that point, a lot of people are going to be saying, we're not going to live here. We're gone. Because we just can't afford, these outrageous fees that the insurance companies were willing to spend for people that had lost their house. And now there's what, the insurance companies are going to go after PG&E too, because they're having to spend way too much money on the cost of the rebuild, so they're blaming PG&E. I spoke with a friend of mine who, actually a past client, I sold her a condo years ago here in Sonoma County. And she works at PG&E, and she's been off work now for about a month because of the holidays and some other things. And she has no idea what's going on. She thinks she knows what's going on, but still, what is the end game here? Do we destroy PG&E? Is that the thing? And then we nationalize PG&E, or the state of California takes over PG&E, and decides to get into the utility business. That could possibly happen. I don't know how they're going to get the settlement. So that'll be interesting to figure out. I think we're going to have a bill, Joe. It's going to be on our bill. It's going to say $25 for, per month for fire rebuilds for the next 5 years or some crazy number like that, just so they can pay off the debt that PG&E owes. So really interesting times, as they say. So let's take a – I didn't know what time it is. What time is it? You take a break. Okay, we'll take a break. I'll come back and tell you about the open house I'm having today, 1 to 4, It'll be wet and rainy, but, you know, hey, the house doesn't have any leaks. So you'll be nice and warm and cozy inside. So I'll tell you all about that when we return with the Real Estate Hour. I'm Mike Kelly, right back after these words.
This is Quinn Cook from the world champion Golden State Warriors.
I'm Kevin Durant.
I'm Stephen Curry.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Sean Livingston.
This is Jonas Jerebko.
Jumper, no good. Tip by Jerebko. Got it. He got it at the horn. Jerebko came back. He tipped it in.
Hi, this is Steve Kerr. Hear play-by-play of every Warriors game on KSRO.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you three quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503, 707-322-8503.
Well, I'd just like to tell you a few things about myself. I'm on the small side, but everyone says I am a powerhouse. I work really, really hard. I'm a filtration expert, actually. I find the work really interesting. I'm happiest when things are, you know, in balance. I have a twin. We're very, very tight. I find that in life, I rarely get the recognition that I deserve, but I'm working on that.
So how well do you know your kidneys? Did you know that if you have high blood pressure, diabetes, or a family history of kidney disease, you're at risk for kidney failure? Please talk to your doctor and get screened. Develop a healthy relationship with your kidneys, and it'll benefit you for the rest of your life.
Just get to know me, that's all I'm saying.
A message from the National Kidney Foundation, who reminds you to love your kidneys. Visit kidney.org to learn lots more.
Hey, Buster Posey here. I'm really looking forward to playing for the Giants this year, being prepared for each game and making good decisions. Safe. And speaking of good decisions, there's a great way to help you decide which video games are okay for your kids to play. You know about the ratings on the front of game packages and the content descriptors which are on the back, but now there are rating summaries that give you brief, straightforward descriptions of what's in the game. For more information about this, go to ESRB.org or download the Video Game Ratings Search app.
What will you build? What will be your legacy? How will you make the world a better place? If you're searching for an answer to these questions, Habitat for Humanity can help. It's a curious thing about Habitat for Humanity. We build houses and something more, something extraordinary. A Habitat build site is where laying one foundation can transform a neighborhood. Where painting a room colors an entirely new outlook on life. Where installing a window offers a clearer vision of the future. Where renovating a home can renew a community. Where setting a level can balance a life. You see, Habitat for Humanity builds houses and so much more. So what will you build? Visit Habitat.org to learn more.
Bennett Valley hears KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
Good morning once again, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour, and good to have you back on the air. The discussion on the fire, it's just going to be a long-ranging and long-time discussion, long-term extension, or excuse me, discussion, because it's just not going to go away. And there's going to be all sorts of, you know, ramifications because of it. I mean, we haven't even got to the court case yet. I mean, you know, I don't know how long that's going to take. Or, you know, I mean, it's like PG&E's already admitted it. Now it's just a matter of saying, okay, how much? So that seems to be the kind of the bottom line here. The sales, you know, for the year are in, you know, for the final sales. And, you know, we're down, you know, probably... probably, let's see, about five, not really even that, about 450 sales over last year. So not that significant of a number. You know, it's not even, you know, basically 10%. But the problem is that it happened in the last like 3 months of the year. So those sales all went prang, you know, and we had those big drops like we discussed here on the show for, you know, October. And then, you know, that dropped. And then we had another month where it just dropped again. So we've had some pretty dramatic drops in sales. But, you know, when you look at the numbers, they're all not all that crazy. You know, the $1 million properties that we sold versus 17, it's up, but it's not up that substantially. You know, we had 778 that sold in 17 versus the 834 this year. So that's up, but it's not up, you know, a significant amount of numbers. That's what? That's 22. That's like 56. So we're not seeing a huge dramatic number in that regard either, though we did you know, talk about how much more sales were in that year. So it's just kind of a gradual, you know, when it comes to sales and that type of thing, drop in price. And then the medium home price, you know, dropped again. We're going to have more data on that later on in the show. Can you hear me okay in this thing, Joe?
I'm
as close as I can probably get with a, you know, performing a natural act on the microphone, for God's sake, you know. I can't even tell me. Tell me I move forward, I go 1 inch forward, I go 2 inches backwards. This, you know, I'm sorry, guys. We're talking about, here we go. I can move the microphone. How about that? How about that? There we go. What? Imagine that, a microphone that's adjustable. God, what would they think of next? anyway, so you know, like I said, we're going to be talking about this for a long time. If the shutdown keeps going on, that's going to be a discussion we're going to be having for a long time. Then all during this, we're going to be monitoring the real estate market. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on with homeless and with housing. If we have to pick like the theme this year, it's going to be housing. Everything revolves around housing. And a lot of this has to do with the state of the homeless population, which fluctuates dramatically, it seems, every time they chat about this. But there are significant people out there that are not being sheltered each night. And, you know, how do we do with that? That's the big, big, big issue of 19. It was the big issue of 18, but now it's going to be front and center also in 2019. Is that what do we do with the homeless? I mean, I, you know, was at some seminars regarding the homeless. CAR, the California Association of Realtors, every meetings we now have has a housing component or discussion, kind of a deep, you know, look at the housing and where we see it for the future. You know, it's just expensive to live here, guys. You know, when you have that, and then you don't have that many people wanting to develop lots. You know, and you know, the cost is just exorbitant to do this. You know, the city can offer all the tools they want to, as far as you know, discounts on permit fees and all this type of thing. Which we just found out that the city of Sonoma was charging way less than they should have, and there was one person, I think it was the mayor or a city council person, said, you know, they always use, this would probably be the pro-development people, that there's no development because of the high cost of doing business in the city of Sonoma. And she says, well, no, because, you know, here our fees are the lowest in the state when compared to other cities. And, you know, we don't see that much development here at all. Well, it's got a lot more to do with that, lady. You know, I mean, And the mayor, you know, was saying, well, obviously it's something else. Yeah, it's the cost of everything, you know. And it's just, you know, it's just not the fees. It is when you're doing, you know, like a 150-lot subdivision or, you know, and you're doing a broad-based development, those fees really, unfortunately, add up, and a lot of them were required up front. So, you know, in this, for this person to say that, well, because our fees are so low, obviously, you know, people don't want to do business in Sonoma. And the reason for that is that it's not expensive to get the permit fees. Well, that's a small component of the deal. It's just, you know, people do not develop just because of the cost. It's because of the time, and you know that old phrase about time is money, and that's the case here. So, you know, for this mayor to say that, well, obviously it shows that our fees, you know, well, yeah, so what they're going to do, they're going to raise their fees dramatically, you know, to be more in keeping with what's going on in the state as a whole. And you kind of wonder, you know, if they couldn't get any development built with really cheap fees, then what's going to happen when they raise it? You know, so I don't know what the logic here is. You know, you just got to go, huh? What? Let me understand that. Wait a second. So you're not having development because you have real cheap fees, but let's raise them. Because then, because it's not obviously not an issue. I'm kind of okay, whatever. But it should, you know, this is going to be happening, guys. As we, you know, we're going through the throes. It's almost like we're giving birth to developments. You know, and we have a, you know, somebody who is very reluctantly, you know, going to be giving birth, and it's going to be a long, slow, painful, you know, birthing process, so to speak, as we look at the housing issues. I mean, right now the city and the county are kind of like begging for people to come on, submit something, will you? You know, get a project. Look around you. What do you see that we can do differently? They're even asking, you know, folks out there driving around, you know, to, hey, you see a underutilized lot? Give us a call. We'll see who the owner is and see if they'll want to come in and do something. We'll make it worth their while, or I don't know. But, you know, that's kind of the nature of what's going on right now, is that they're really, you know, they need housing, guys. We talked about it here on the show. I think it's Senator, I don't know if he's a senator or an Assemblyman Weiner out of San Francisco. He has one now where it's basically relating, or you're basically having an area where there's transportation corridor. So like with the whole, you know, train, the smart train now, anywhere near that, they're really, you know, if you're a certain range from the tracks or a station, you know, they really want to see housing. So that's going on. So there's a whole bunch of stuff out there. So if you're thinking about, you know, if you, and I think this relates to the homeowner, as, you know, getting an ADU, an accessory dwelling unit, and we'll come back and talk about that. Plus, I got to tell you about my open house. Are we at the bottom of the hour yet? See, I can't see because I don't have a clock. What's that?
1 minute.
1 minute. Okay. Well, I'll start telling you about the open house, so I'll talk about it twice. I'll get you on this lower segment. So it's 5421 Cassandra, and we've talked about this before. We just had a significant price reduction down to $699.5, and now that's more in keeping with what the neighborhood is kicking out as far as comps are concerned. There is a comp in there for $710, same model, but it's you know, but it was kind of redone and all that kind of stuff. The nice thing about our property, and I'll come back and tell you, is the, you know, cost benefit versus solar versus having a new kitchen. We'll come back and chat about that. I'll be there today, 1 to 4 o'clock, 5421 Cassandra. We'll take a break for the news and come back after that and talk about more your call-in numbers. We'd love to hear from you. 636-1350, 636-1350.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
President Trump tweets in the past hour that the U.S. military killed USS Cole bombing planner and al-Qaeda operative Jamal al-Badawi in an airstrike. President Trump repeating his demand for funding for a border wall as a condition for reopening the government. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer talking about last Friday's meeting with the president.
The best answer, the only answer, the quickest answer is for Donald Trump to release his demand, his pound on the table that I won't fund anything until I get what I want. That is wrong. That's not how government ought to work or should work.
News in past hours that there are conditions of President Trump's pullout of U.S. troops from Syria. National Security Advisor John Bolton in Jerusalem says it's conditioned on defeating what's left of ISIS and on Turkey guaranteeing the safety of the Kurds. Two men arrested in the drive-by shooting death of 7-year-old Jasmine Barnes in suburban Houston a week ago. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you three quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503, 707-322-8503.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
More rain today, though not as windy. Breezy conditions, about an inch of rain expected, high 52. Periods of rain for tonight, low 49, 51 on the shores. More rain coming in on Monday, though lighter, high 57. Temps in the mid to high 50s for the week, rain expected through Wednesday. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour, and I'm playing hurt today, so I've got these major hip and knee issues, and you don't really care, do you? I mean, this is have your good old Kel just drop right in the microphone here or something.
That's one thing they told us in broadcasting school.
But
the listener
does not care.
Man, just get out the information.
Come on, yeah. Anyway. So the but if I sign a little spaced, you'll more than usual, you'll know what's going on. Anyway, so come see me today. I'm still going to do an open house because I've got it booked and I'll be there. And open houses are not, you know, all that strenuous. You know, all depends on how the traffic is. Hopefully, it'll be, you know, we've lowered the price and we're first time we've been in the market since our price reduction down to $699. 5421 Cassandra, and that is the address, 5421 Cassandra. It's up off Wickie up Larkfield. You come up a little bit highway. The best way I found to get there, you know, is just if you just come off the second Larkfield exit. So I guess that would be what? That would be not Airport. What is that? You go past, you know, River Road, then the next one. What is that? Is that Airport?
Is that Shiloh? Oh, no, it
you
is
You go
airport.
By there every day, don't
no.
you know?
No, I don't go by there every day. I hardly go by there.
Well, that's right. I
live here.
Yeah, you live
but,
here.
But actually, that's changed a little bit, but I think the one after River Road is Airport.
Yeah. Just take that, then you make a right, and then you follow that all the way in the Larkfield. You cross over River Highway. You keep going straight through these apartments, and then you hit because it's good if I knew the streets, for God's sake, right? But if you come right, you want to make a left on Firelight. Okay, well, you go straight on Firelight, then you make a left on Cassandra. You'll find it. Believe me, you guys always do. I have open house signs.
And you have signs out there to lead you in, right?
It leads you right at 5421 Cassandra. And it's a Condiotti tri-level. It's a very popular model. People love the Condiotti tri-level. It's got a lot of great things going for it. It's got the family room kind of like down on a half level below, and then you have a step up to the, you know, kitchen area, which looks into the family room. That's why a lot of people like that. The family room has a fireplace. It's got a remodeled bathroom down there. It looks really nice. It goes slider that goes out to the deck, and the owner is a professional landscaper, so it just looks terrific. And you always get a few listeners that come through, so come on by and say howdy and say, understand you're not feeling too well, Mike, so don't ask me any too hard of questions. But anyway, so I'll be there 1 to 4 o'clock, and the price is $699.5, and we just reduced it to be in keeping with the comparables in the area. There was one that sold for $710. It just closed about 2 weeks ago. So that's a good comp. So this one has, you know, new flooring, has two bathrooms that have been remodeled. It's got new exterior paint. The biggest improvement they made was the solar. Their bill last year, or excuse me, last month, in November, was $29 negative, a negative $29. So it's, you know, it pays for itself. It's going to be paid off when we close escrow, all that kind of good stuff. So, the roof looks okay. You know, the pest report, they've had a lot of work done with that. They've had a sump pump put in. So a lot of good solid structural issues they've kind of taken care of. The interior, okay, has new paint, this type of thing, new flooring, and it just shows really well. It's a big, open, spacious floor plan. That's why people like that Condiotti tri-level. So come by and see me today, 1 to 4 o'clock, and I'll be there with bells on, so to speak. You'll see my open house signs, Keller Williams open house signs out front, and also down the street. Usually put them in about 4 or 5 sets of signs so you can get to the property. But most people come off, you know, most people have their own Google. If they're looking for a house, they've got their, you know, they're on Zillow, they're on, you know, Trulia, they're on God knows what. Okay, they're on our great homes. They're looking through Keller Williams sites. All the major, you know, companies have their own sites. And there's just all sorts of ways to look for property and stay alert as to what's coming onto the market. If you are not having that, you can always go to Great Estates of Sonoma County. That's www.greatestatesofsonomacounty. And you can get on there and secure a way to look for property. And you can set it up, and that way you get automatic notifications of just what's available, all that kind of good stuff. Okay. So we were talking about what's going on in housing. And like I said, I draw your attention to the Press Democrat, and this is actually in the Sonoma Index Tribune, but it talks about how the city of Sonoma is going to be redoing some of their permit fees, and they're not as onerous, you know, as it sounds like they're going to be raising their fees tremendously. They're just going to start raising them to be more and more keeping with what's going on in the county and in the North Bay, this type of thing. But they don't, like, they're not going to raise everything 300%. Some of these things are pretty small. But, like, just the cost of having somebody check, you know, your maps and all that stuff, that's going to jump from $110 to $162 an hour. So that's pretty significant. That's about a 30% increase. The more complex the project, obviously the more time the city will spend on that. So that can get pretty costly. And then there's a lot of other fees. You can check out just what's going on by probably just calling the development or the housing folks over in Sonoma and say, hey, you know, you have a schedule of what's going up. I'm sure they do. They're talking about it pretty extensively in the newspaper, so I assume they do, and they actually make some quotes. So then we're also looking at another housing program that's coming through. There's been some money. It was really interesting. After the election, I was at I think it was the North Bay Biz had a talk on the state of the economy for Sonoma County, you know, post-fire, all these kind of things. And Mike McGuire was there. And this was after they had lost Proposition or Measure N, I think it was, for the homeless. All of a sudden, McGuire's up there talking about, oh, look at all the money we have. So we're kind of going, okay, well, why did we vote for N to begin with? It seems that we have all this incredible state money. And, you know, there's $12 million that's available, you know, for doing a lot of this stuff. And you know, it's just got to be figured out who's going to get what. The available funds, $12.1 million state emergency homeless grant that will be distributed over 2 years. So that's a big chunk of change out there. And you kind of wonder, why did we need N? I guess we need everything we can get our hands on to solve the issue. But you got $12.1 million, and then that's going to be divvied up over the, you know, that's supposedly for 2 years. So they're trying to figure out, okay, what is it they're going to be doing? And once again, I refer you to the article by Smit, in the Press Democrat entitled "Tough Funding Choices Loom." So, you know, check that out. So it just kind of shows you, you know, what's going on in the area when it comes to homelessness, and, you know, how we're going to just see more and more and more of this, especially this particular, they're looking at the Sonoma County Community Development Commission, and, you know, this is a new thing that's been happening with the city, regarding, you know, just the homeless. They're saying that they need $9.3 million, you know, to set in motion. when they said they need that to set in motion, I wonder how much stuff is going to get done. But anyway, but you can, you know, monitor the city of Santa Rosa. You can go and look for that that organization and just see what they need in the way of help. But they're looking at, okay, you know, if you have something that's going to stop homelessness, then, you know, bring it forward to us so we can see. And they're going to have a meeting actually Tuesday, starting, February 8th. Okay, so at that point, they're going to be not really divvying it up. They're going to say, okay, who wants what? So I know that the homeless issue in Guerneville is pretty strong. A homeless issue, you know, in parts of West County are strong. Obviously, Santa Rosa is the capital, so we have the most issues to deal with there. So that's going to be something you're going to have to deal with. And like I said, you know, the city and the county are really looking for projects, and, you know, to the point where they're willing to work with you as far as fees are concerned, and you know, the permitting process, the time frame it takes to get it done. So if you're thinking about maybe doing an ADU, you may want to get in there while they have a nice, you know, sympathetic, you know, gaze upon ADUs right now from the city. You know, you could, you know, there's certain issues that you might be able to overcome by their zealousness to get housing built that you couldn't get during a normal time. So, you know, an ADU, there's one client called me, and they were thinking about rebuilding their home, and their home was pretty modest to begin with. It's about 1,200 square feet on 5 acres. And the thing is that, you know, they were talking about, okay, should we just do 1,200 square feet? That would be an ADU size, basically. So I said, okay, well, you got to make sure you have, you know, septic for the balance of the property. So if, say, you could do another perk test on the property. It's 5 acres. If you could get as many bedrooms as you can, and then you could, you know, maybe do plans where you could say, look, when you go to sell the property, you could rebuild the 1,200 square foot house. You could live with that, with the idea that you're going to have, you know, a septic system installed, you know, with a capable water system to handle the usage. And you know, for it to rebuild the property, an estate property with an ADU. The ADU is already built. Now you just need to build the regular house. So that would be an easier way to sell, or give it more value to sell, than just having 5 acres, you know, with maybe you could do a 1,200 square foot house. So the whole thing when you sell these lots is you got to make them, you know, ready for market as much as you can. That means having a, you know, a vested septic system, you know, make sure the perks work. Maybe you can can even develop a septic system and install that, or you increase the water efficiency of your well by having a holding tank. There's all sorts of different things you can do, but so when you put it on the market, you're not like everybody else who's got a cleared lot and that's it. You know, you need to get your septic system checked. If you can use your existing septic system, that's fine. I think if you're going to do any expansion, you're going to have to bring it up to speed, bring it, you know, and update it, and that's going to be, you know, pretty expensive. But before you even do that, you got to see if it's even viable. The last thing you want to do is, you know, you sell a lot, and then the seller, the buyer, has to, you know, go to the county and figure out all these issues, and they're going to be expensive. They're going to be time-consuming, and your escrow is going to be for a pretty, you know, long length of time. So, because simply you're trying to develop the value for this lot, which is going to let you go ahead and sell it for hopefully more money, you know, than you can in the regular market. Because if you look at these comps, you know, there's a whole bunch of stuff on the market up in the Northeast area, and there's not much differentiating it from everybody else. So that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to, you know, develop your property where you have these amenities installed already, so it adds value, you know, to the actual price of the property. So that's how we like to do it. You know, if you have any questions, you can always give me a call off air at as he draws a blank. 322-8503. I know. 322-8503. Like I told you, I've been a little foggy this morning.
A little bit, but at least you didn't give out the wrong number.
Yes. Give out my wife's number. She'd love that. Yeah, right. 322-8503. 322-8503. And you can find me most on every website. I was doing a Google search yesterday to see where I end up at. So you can get a hold of me pretty close anywhere. Okay, let's take a break. We'll come back more with the Real Estate Hour. Thank God it's the last session, because I feel like you don't want to hear it. Anyway, but I will be at the open house regardless, okay, between 1 and 4 if I have to be loaded on
so you better be there.
Painkillers. You'll be saying, Mike was really funny that day. He was kind of, we could understand what he was saying. That's because I was on pain pills. No, I won't get that bad. Okay, we'll see you in a bit. Take a break, quick break, come back. 636-1350, call in numbers. 636-1350. See, there's nobody out there that'll put me out of my misery and ask me a question. So, anyway. So, we'll be right back after these words.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
Keep on top of what's happening on Wall Street and why. Mornings at 12 and 42 past the hour with financial editor Steve Reuter. All day long at 31 past with CNBC. From FM News Talk Radio 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles, and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you 3 quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503. 707-322-8503.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. This is the Real Estate Hour. Thanks for putting up with my attitude this morning. But the when I was talking about earlier about the this homeless group, they're called Home Sonoma County, and they basically will be, you know, kind of charged with figuring out, okay, let's see what proposals you have, and let's see what kind of money we can gather. And, you know, and I'll just read from the PD article here. Leaders of Sonoma County's new anti-homelessness effort have approved policies for awarding roughly $9.3 million, setting in motion the next stage of the group's work, evaluating outside proposals to improve shelters, run rehousing programs, and provide outreach for people living on the street. So it'll be really interesting to see what programs come forward. There's a lot of groups out there who are going to want to get a piece of the action, and they're waiting, as they call, for a robust number of applications and proposals. That means a bunch. Okay, so we'll see what happens with that. But it's good to get this stuff going. I mean, you know, to do even a housing project that has, you know, all the backing still takes way too long. So I doubt if anything would be done by winter, though. I've been surprised before. There could be something that can be done, you know, immediately as far as, you know, taking care of the homeless. So something to consider. So there's a website called Cost Versus Value, and it's CostVsValue.com. And, you know, it's a remodeling kind of numbers, and they call it your toolbox for success for remodeling. But the nice thing about that, or the interesting thing about this, is that they actually use real numbers for real case scenarios. You know, and they're talking about, you know, just pretty much standard, you know, remodeling efforts, like, you know, backyard patio, backyard addition, bathroom remodel, you know, mid-range upscale, you know, there's remodels and there's additions. Obviously, the additions cost a heck of a lot more. I'll give you an example. Major kitchen remodel. This is a remodel. Let's see. So they have $73,139. Major kitchen remodel, and this is an upscale one, is $138,000. So they have different ranges for you to look at. You know, they even talk about, you know, using certain stone veneers for the front of your house to give it, you know, more update modern look. But then they talk about master suite addition. Now, additions are going to be, you know, a lot more because of the, you know, they make sure you have to put a foundation in, and, you know, you're basically adding to your square footage. But master suite addition upscale, $275,000. So you can see these are pretty, pretty high. And then they have an interesting thing. They talk about the cost of your to recoup your investment. You know, really interesting, the garage door replacement can do wonders for your value. And I got news for you guys. If you go to put your house on the market and you've got those old metal doors that are dented and everything, if you spent the extra bucks, and here they're talking about, let's see, garage door replacement, $3,495. The resale value, though, is adds $6,167. So that's a recoup of your investment of almost 176%. So, you know, pretty tremendous thing to do for an addition. You know, they talk about doing a more grand entrance with, you know, fiberglass door and other treatments. That would cost you $8,800, and you get a return of $15,667 or 177%. So, but it's really kind of cool. What you can do with this site is you go in and you have this basically the nation as a whole, just pick, you know, California, and Santa Rosa is one of the areas that does come up. And but you can also look at, say, San Francisco and San Jose and compare those property values. So if you're a homeowner who's like, maybe you're going to be doing some remodeling and you want to figure out, is this real? Is that number the guy gave me, is that real? Well, these are some benchmarks you can use it. Roofing replacement, mid-range roof, probably a comp roof, which is the asphalt comp shingles. So that's $21,056, and your resale value is about $18,750. So you're going to make about recoup 89% of that. Whereas, siding replacement, you're going to recoup more than that. You're going to get 129.3% recoup on that. Any kind of like remodeling, universal design bathroom. It talks about the type of bathroom, but it's going to cost you $21,000. It's going to be worth $30,000 when you're done. So that's 141%. So it's kind of fun to go over these and see, just where they have Santa Rosa, then they have the Pacific, and then they have national averages. And, the national averages you'd think would be, substantially down because, California is just so expensive. But it's not. It's not really all that significant. Major kitchen remodel, $73,000, mid-range, $73,139. In the Pacific Northwest, $70,000. Nation override, $63,829. So about a $10,000 difference when you look at the cost nationwide. And these are based on actual returns of work that was done. All right, so that's the interesting thing about this website. And, they give you tips on what to look for when you're remodeling, what kind of materials to use. It's obviously sponsored, so there's building materials that you can use that they refer to here, and talk to your local contractor. We're going to have I'm trying to get a contractor I work with and chat with him about things regarding rebuilds, and I've used them to do home inspections on properties I've sold. I'm trying to get my seat down here and I can't.
You're almost there.
Wait, but again, I slide 6 feet backwards on these little balls here. Boom. So if you hear me fade in and fade out real quick, guys, that's because I just went tore across the studio here with crazy balls on the feet of these chairs. Crazy balls. We have crazy balls here on the station in the. We all know that. So the cost versus value, check it out. It's really interesting. And I think I've talked to so many people that are calling me, Mike, is this sound like a number you can use? And I go, yeah, but what you got to do is just double check. And here's a website you can go to. And then here's a contractor you can maybe bounce it off of and see what they say. And obviously they can't really give a decent number unless they're at the site and looking at the cost of the work and what it really entails, so that would necessitate another bid and this kind of thing. So look, come by and see me today. I'll be at 5421 Cassandra. Yes, I will be there, even though it sounds like I'm on my deathbed. I will be there. 1 to 4 o'clock. The price is $699.5. It's about 2,200 square feet of Cagnoli tri-level, very popular model. Shows really well professionally landscaped, remodeled in the interior with new paint, flooring, and this type of thing. Come by and see me today, 1 to 4 o'clock, and hopefully we will see you next week on the Real Estate Hour.
You've been listening to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Join Mike every Sunday morning at 9 for tips on buying and selling your home. Call in and ask your questions direct. Don't forget to check in daily with the Real Estate Hour's official blog at therealestatehourblog.com. Mike Kelly on the Real Estate Hour, Sunday mornings on KSRO and KSRO.com.